And among the exhibitors is Scott Kleben, and he is with a company called Color Guard Railing Systems. Scott, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today.
So you've brought some samples to the exhibit, and these look like deck railing systems.
So that's what we do. Exactly. We do deck and porch railing systems, fully kitted, code tested as well. We do PVC railing systems that are aluminum reinforced, and then we also do an aluminum system as well, and the entire outdoor living category as well. So we've got post wraps, we've got structural posts, we've got structural porch posts as well that are load bearing. We're actually debuting an underdeck system, and we have an accessory line for wood railing as well, where we don't sell the lumber, but we sell all the accessories along with it.
I see. Do you also do trellises and pergolas or not?
Do not do trellises and pergolas.
Sounds like you just about got everything else covered.
I mean,
you're not doing the decking,
exactly.
And you're not doing the pergola, but you're doing everything else.
Exactly.
I got to tell you something. I was the one that asked our producer to have these folks on, and I saw a post base system.
Yes.
That screws into the post.
Oh, yes.
You drill a hole in the bottom of the post, and you drive this base into the base of the post, and then you screw it onto the deck. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's a surface mount system, our steel post bracket, and we also do it in a stainless steel version as well. Any nominal 4x4 or 6x6 sleeve or even 5x5, we're able to fill that out. It's tested for 500 pounds of strength. It actually has a leveling mechanism on the bottom, so a contractor or homeowner can actually attach a torpedo level at the top of it, drop a socket on the bottom, and it'll level 11 degrees in any direction. So they've got a front porch that's deflected for drainage or bad framing or whatever, they can still level their
But this is only as good as the deck
board. This gets covered. You have to put blocking below
the exactly,
steps.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah,
exactly. You do not want to go just into a composite deck board those, while they look great, they're not structural. So
right.
You're going to want to block out underneath it.
Right.
We recommend if you're going into wood to use a 3.5 or 4-inch lag.
Good.
If you're going into concrete, use the appropriate accessories as well to go into concrete.
Now, I see you have aluminum to prevent sagging. You have aluminum core.
Yes.
A hollow aluminum core, and then you've got your PVC over that.
Exactly.
And is that true for the spindles as well?
Spindles actually are hollow, but they're plenty strong. So this is a tested product. We submit this annually
ASTM.
To a third-party test.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, exactly. And, you know, residential rail is supposed to be able to withstand 250 pounds of lateral force.
Wow.
They actually hook a strap up right beside our brackets and pull on it with 1,000 pounds, 4x what code requires. And then we go to a 10-foot section, and they pull on it with 500 pounds. We pass that. We're going to flex, but we're not going to fail. So we're code tested against IRC code on the vinyl up to a 10-foot span and on 42-inch rail. Against IBC code, we're code tested up to an 8-foot span.
I see one that's PVC, and the other that you brought looks like it's either powder coated or extruded aluminum.
Let me stop for a second. Okay. What Scott just said is that, for your edification,
yes,
the rail at 6-foot span that's between from post to post is 4x stronger than required by code.
It's actually right beside the bracket system, exactly. You pull it, and we can go all the way to a 10-foot span with this product and pass IRC code.
Yeah, okay. I wouldn't want to because I don't think it would look good.
So, well, but, you know, different folks have different looks.
Exactly. Different strokes for different
folks. There you go, exactly.
Is this painted? Is this powder coated?
That is powder coated.
Or is it extruded?
That's powder coated. So that's got a 15.
How many colors?
We do that in three colors. We do that in black, white, and bronze. And something that's unique about Color Guard as well is everything is fully kitted between the posts. So your top and bottom rail, all your brackets, your balusters, your support block, all your stainless steel hardware is all in one box. And we do 4-foot, 5-foot, 6-foot, 7-foot, 8-foot, and 10-foot lengths. So if somebody's got a 4-foot, 2-inch opening, they don't have to buy a 6-footer, have over a foot and a half of waste. Instead, they can buy a 5-footer, buy smarter, and have everything in one box.
Am I going to assemble each of the spindles and so on, or do you ship pre-assembled sections?
So we ship it in a knockdown kit. So
you knockdown kit. Okay.
You're going to have your bottom rail on your vinyl. You have your bottom rail with the vinyl already inside of it, pre-routed. Your top rail the same way. You're going to take it out of the box. And what's unique about Color Guard also is our bracket system.
Mm-hmm.
You actually do not have to hang anything on the post first. You can actually, all the brackets slide on the end. So it's actually less labor time. They're going to go in. They're going to attach their bottom rail, put their support block underneath.
I got to tell you something about this bracket. That's a two-piece bracket right there, James. That end bracket
yes.
is two pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And you screw the first piece onto the post.
Yes.
And then clip the second piece onto the post.
Yeah, top and bottom. You clip the caps over.
And so the screws are hidden.
They're hidden. Yes.
And you have a receiver for the top rail.
And then you tighten up the...
There's two set screws that go into the aluminum on both sides. And that way, if somebody falls back and grabs or falls into it, either way, we're going
to pass. Scott, you said, you know, we're selling to builders and we want builders to install this. But truth be told, this looks like a system that a,
you don't need a builder
a handy
to put this together.
Could you know, install. Are you selling to the end user or not?
We don't sell directly to the end user. Mm-hmm. Everything goes through two-step or one-step distribution.
Understood.
Builders got to like this. This is idiot-proof.
Well, that's the whole idea. I mean, I had a builder sit down with me a few years ago, guys, at a function. They said there's three things that anybody wants out of a product from a builder standpoint. They want the product to show up. They want it to go up, and they want it to go away. And that fits us perfectly. We've got good distribution.
Good.
We can get it out there easy. Installation's a breeze, and then go away. We don't have callbacks on this product.
From Harrisburg, North Carolina, he is Scott Kleben. The company is Color Guard Railing Systems. How can folks get more information on
ColorGuardRailing.com.
ColorGuardRailing.com. And the cost, I guess the cost is... range.
30, 40 bucks a foot?
Well, you're looking at a range and everything. So what I do is we go off a list price is what the homeowner would pay. Obviously, contractors are going to do better than that. But you're looking at about $18 to the contractor linear foot here and about 25 to 28 on the aluminum.
Thank you, Scott. More on the house live from the Remodeling Show and Deck Expo after this.
All right.